Welcome back to another episode of Cards with Luke, the Rookie Card Investor Podcast. And I want to talk today about breaks, online breaks, and the current state of TikTok and Instagram Live, as well as the established dealers and breakers in the industry. When I open up TikTok and I open up Instagram, it's just everyone with their box of cards and outrageous prices and ripping chronicles, and it's starting to drive me nuts a little bit. So I guess let's back it up. Breaks. What do I do involved with breaks? I've done, I think, three or four breaks, maybe two breaks. It doesn't matter, but I only do it with one company. They've won back-to-back Breaker of the Year last couple of years, and it's all hobby boxes. So I like to do, they do like $50 value mixers for football. So you get some Optic, some Panini, Prism, and then just some other random brands. Those are the only ones that I'll ever consider doing because you can't buy those products, and it's just pick your team. And it's definitely a waste of money. The ROI on that is not positive, but that's something I'm comfortable doing if I have a couple extra bucks in my wallet that month, but not something I do constantly. It's more of a treat, and it's only in certain situations if they have a ton of products right now. So that is what I do. I have been in breaks before. I'm not going to say I've never done breaks before I get into this, but it just kind of makes me sad. And I'm sorry if this isn't going to be the most uplifting episode of kind of just talking sports cards and rookie investors, but I just want anyone new to the hobby. This is my opinion. My opinion is just keep your money. Do not do rip and ships for the wrong products. All the products right now, like rip and retail Prism for more than your money's worth, or Panini or Optic, is just, it's tough for me. The ROI on one pack is, it's just bad gambling. And a lot of the base cards this year, just this year in general, because people are ripping and breaking retail products, it's just I hate watching it. I hate seeing the 20, 30 boxes of Select on every single person's channel, and they're charging like 45 a pack or like 80 for a box, or who even knows. But it just fires me up to think there's new people in this hobby, kids on Instagram and on TikTok, and kids these days know how to buy stuff. They can use Cash App and Venmo. And I've only done one deal on eBay to actually a longtime TikTok follower and Instagram follower. I think he's 14, 15. But he got it. He did PayPal goods and services, no questions asked. He got it, and it was great. So some kids do get it, but some don't. But I don't want new people to get into the hobby and think they need to buy into breaks for the wrong reasons. If you're going to buy into a break, in my opinion, make sure it's a company. It's a local card store. It's someone that has like a face cam and the card cam. Like, it's also a show. I don't want people to lose their money on breaks. Breaks are fun. Breaks are electric, especially the ones that have like break insurance. And then say you don't get a good card, you get something. There's a ton of cool people doing breaks. There's also a lot of people doing breaks for the wrong reasons. It fires me up. I can't even explain how much it fires me up to see people breaking Score and Chronicles and these products that people know, that like longtime collectors know that these products don't have money. There's one account on TikTok. It's fairly large. He had to explain the difference between a hobby and a retail box to the audience. So if you don't know the difference between a hobby and a retail box, maybe breaks are not for you. You can go look it up. So that's kind of what's on my mind right now. This is definitely a show where I speak my mind on trading cards. So that's breaks. I've watched way too many live stream breaks on TikTok and Instagram, and finally had to just block those from my Instagram dashboard. But anywho, sports cards, sports card market. Honestly, I did not pay too close attention to the market this week. I was focused on a few. I had not overextended, but I had reached my limit of the budget. I picked up two Jared Goff PSA 9s, and a few minutes ago, I had bid $45 for two Gardner Minshew base prisms. I had bid $45 for a two-pack of these things. And I wasn't going to go over 50, so I looked at the 45, and I just got the email a few minutes ago, so that's why I'm a little somber. But they sold for 46, one more dollar. If I would have just bid the 50 that I would have allowed myself, I would have won two Gardner Minshew cards. They definitely sold under what his latest comps were, so that'll probably tank the market because of market movers and card ladder. So yeah, I'm kind of bummed about that. But I picked up two Jared Goff PSA 9s for $20 and $21. The most recent sale before that were $36. It's going to be tough for that one to go up a ton. I'm going to list them right away for $25 and just try to get $10 back on the investment when I get it. But we'll see what happens. So if you see them in the store, those are mine. The second half of the show, we're going to talk about something fun for the last 5-6 minutes here. Top Series 2. I didn't get to pull a lot of Top Series 1. It was hard to find. I only pulled two hangers. Did not get much. But Top Series 2. The My Local Card Store, the same place I do the breaks with that I talked about before, was offering them at $125. And I know on eBay they were going for like $110, $115, $120. I picked it up because I could get it same day. I drove to it and grabbed it. And that was fruitful. So a lot of the base cards I've listed on eBay, a couple of them I've sold. Then I sold a card, you can see the video on TikTok, for $20. Some non-numbered rookie card, holographic, which is pretty cool. So sold three others. So I'm only down like $100, but got two awesome rookies. I got the Jesus Sanchez, and then I got, where'd that card go? It's right on my desk. But I got two other guys that are right on the fence of being called up, and then I got an insert autograph, David Peterson. He just got sent down. He's been struggling, but an insert rookie card autograph, it doesn't get much better than that. Obviously, base cards normally do better over the long run, but a rookie card and an autograph, I will take it, even though it's an insert, and he's a pitcher, and he just got sent down. I'll take it. Better off than never. I got an awesome Topps Chrome Yelich card for the personal collection. And then this one's green. It's really hard to read. He is an Oriole, Jamai Jones. He's playing really well. Just was rehabbing a AAA. Hopefully he comes back soon. I got an awesome number out of 299 Orioles team card. It's not even top loaded. It's not for sale. It's a really cool card. It's Whit Merrifield high-fiving someone. And a very rare card. And then I got some catcher. I can't pronounce his name. And then what's his name? Kayshon Hayes. I always pronounce his name wrong. He was kind of the chase rookie in this card. I just got the base. Yeah, keep Ryan Hayes. So all in all, the hanger or the black. It's Sunday night. I'm stuttering. It was a hobby box standard. So it was just one autograph guaranteed, actually. It was guaranteed auto. I was absolutely blown away by it. There's probably 1, 2, 3, 4 cards I'm going to try to get graded by HGA. And all in all, just super pumped about it. It went way better than I thought it would. It was interesting at the hobby shop, at the card store, the guy gave me 4 or 5 to pick out of, and I got extremely lucky. So all in all, awesome product. The base card's really, really, really cool. I didn't get any short prints, which is a huge bummer. Now I just have just oodles and oodles of cards. I'm waiting to get I need to get another box organizer to put all the base cards in. I don't know if I'm going to complete the set or not, but very, very happy with the product. So many cool inserts. I got Ichiro, Aaron Judge already sold, and then Tatis, and then I got the DH card, Bryce Harper. It's just awesome product. Got a sleeve up, a bunch of rookies, and baseball is always fun. Obviously the first Bowman's normally sell a little bit better than these. But these, I think, are going to stand up over the long haul. Not a lot of Topps Chrome. And then we have Topps Finest. I'm really curious to see how those pan out, because those weren't retail products before. And baseball it's not a weird sport for cards. It's a little more nuanced. I think it's funny that sometimes the paper bases are so valuable for some of these players. Obviously you want the numbered and all that stuff, but a nice Key Brian Hayes base rookie, that could bode wonderful. I wish he was swinging a bat. He's swinging a bat in the first Bowman. I'm pretty sure, 90% sure, but he is not here. So all in all, awesome product. It was a great week for sports cards. I'm really looking forward. That Joe Burrow card sold for a ton, even with his injury. So I think what we're seeing right now on the market, it's really hard to track. And I haven't been paying as much attention as I normally do, just because of the fact of the off the table stuff at the local card shows, at trade nights. Every single time I'm opening up TikTok and Twitter and YouTube, I'm seeing new trade nights and little regional card shows. So I think a lot of the hobby enthusiasts and the people with higher bankrolls, are spending their money there. And that's cool. I would definitely sell there for under value. You get the cash right there. You're not dealing with shipping or trips to the post office, 3% or 12% from PayPal and from eBay. So it's just an absolute win-win for that. So there's been a lot of off-the-books transaction that we're not seeing in market movers. So what I'm looking at cards right now, I wish I knew more about soccer. It's a great time to be investing in soccer with the World Cup next year, with the Euros right now, with Champions League. I'm not an expert. I think Champions League is this fall. I was reading on it today, but obviously there's Champions League next year. And then it's time to start buying football cards. I'm all in on football. The next 32 days, I'm going to be going in on one team a day. We're going to start with the NFC North. The Vikings are up tomorrow, and my favorite pick and the card I'm looking for. So I haven't even decided it yet. I need to look on it. I need to look at market movers next to try to see what pick I'm going to do. I don't know, Kirk Cousins. I think it might be Kirk Cousins is what I'm leaning on, because he's just not a very popular guy. He's never really in the news for anything negative other than the if I die, I die COVID stuff. He's boring. So the last I checked, his prices were pretty affordable and down because he's not that spotlight guy. He's not a Tatis. He's not an Acuna. He's not fun. But the Vikings had no one on defense last year. Every single person opted out. Not everyone, but the important players opted out. They drafted a lineman. They drafted weapons. I think their defense is going to keep them in games this year. And Kirk isn't, I don't know. It could be Kirk, depending on what that rookie card is. If it's like a Topps Chrome or whatever was making him way back when his Redskins card. But anyway, going to be looking at that. The Packers, I'm probably going to pick like Aaron Dillon is kind of whom I'm anchoring on right now, just because he's kind of the second in command. But anywho, that'll be on TikTok this week in sports cards. What I'm looking for is Vlad Guerrero and like Bo Bichette, some of these guys that are on fire. Are we going to see if they come back to earth a little bit? Are their prices going to plateau? Are they going to go down? Obviously, I hope if you have one of those cards, you're selling it right now. But Vlad's, there's three or four different types of Vlad's. Focus on the ones with him with the bat, the first Bowman, if you can afford it. There's a one of one right now on eBay, Tatis and Vlad Guerrero Jr. card right now. The last I looked, it was auctioning around 6,000, but I'm sure it's at way more. I just haven't even clicked on it to see what it's at because I have to put in money. But anywho, that's it. Again, breaks. Make sure you're not breaking retail. This is just my opinion. I have nothing bad to say about the people doing the breaks. If you're hustling for the money, if you're out there grinding to get the cards, I understand what you're doing, understand why you're doing it. I'm just trying to speak to people that are new to this, thinking of ways they can get cards. Breaks are not the best way to get cards, in my opinion. I think a lot of people would agree. Just go buy whatever you want on eBay. It's less fun. I know, I get it. It's exponentially less fun, but that's the way everything starts. So there we go. That's kind of the episode. I know I'm not consistent in uploading these, but we will do better soon. Thank you so much for being here. Take care.